Olds, the Mountain View Emergency Shelter Society, MVESS, now has its first executive director, Don Leonard, who has more than 20 years' experience running and guiding nonprofits in Calgary, began her first day on the job January 22. Most recently, Leonard was executive director of Plan Calgary. An MVESS news release says while there, she developed strategic partnerships, secured critical funding and improved operational efficiency to enhance service delivery. The release says other experience includes senior leadership positions at the Boys and Girls Clubs of Calgary, where she expanded services and developed innovative programs for vulnerable populations. She also has extensive experience managing crisis environments, including youth shelters, and leading organizations through challenging transitions with compassion and professionalism, the release says. It says Leonard's Don's proven ability to navigate complex challenges and foster strategic growth makes her a perfect fit for Kirsten's Place, the MVESS emergency shelter currently under construction in Olds. MVESS Chair Joe Carignan says he and others at the society are hoping Leonard will be able to solve a big problem the society faces, obtaining yearly funding for Kirsten's Place when it becomes operational, likely this spring or a bit earlier. Carignan says thanks to many donations from community groups and businesses in Olds and beyond, more than $1 million has been raised, enough, he believes, to pay for construction of the building. With the community stepping up and helping us, it's been phenomenal, he said during an interview with the Alberton. I mean, once we started building and people started seeing the progress, they definitely came forward, Carignan said. Costs for fencing and security are covered. Mountain View Power gave us a $35,000 grant for furniture, so that was very helpful. However, covering operating costs is a whole other matter. Carignan predicts they will likely be at least $600,000 a year. Those costs will include staff. So far, Leonard is the only employee, but it's likely at least some staff will be hired. We've talked to the other shelters to see how they're running their shelters and what that looks like, he said. It will be definitely increase, because we'll need somebody there 24/7. Other anticipated costs include utilities and food. Carignan expects that other costs not yet even contemplated will arise as well. Carignan says the society has reached out to the provincial government for funding to help cover those expenses, but so far has been turned down. He finds that puzzling because he says other emergency shelters in the province have received provincial funds. Carignan told the Alberton that MVESS has reached out to Olds Didsbury Three Hills MLA Nathan Cooper as well as Seniors, Community and Social Services Minister Jason Nixon for help on that front. I don't know if it's because we're not up and running yet, but we are pursuing that further, Carignan said. We've just gotten a response today. So we will go back to and have more discussions with the province. He noted that the annual radiothon for the society is coming up this spring and is hopeful that will help raise money for those operating costs. He's also hoping that some corporate sponsors might be able to help on that front too. Construction of Kirsten's Place, named in honor of a Bowdoin woman killed in a case of domestic violence, began May 1 last year. As an all-inclusive shelter, Kirsten's Place is committed to helping anyone, regardless of gender, background or circumstance, escape violence and rebuild their lives, the MVESS news release says. Carignan predicted that a grand opening of the facility will likely occur in the first quarter of the year. He jokingly hoped the weather will be better than it was during the official groundbreaking when it snowed. Carignan said construction is coming along well, on schedule as far as he can tell. They're still plugging away on the inside, he said. They put the coat of paint on. Got a little wee bit more drywall to do. Contractor B can't come in until Contractor A is done. But it's definitely moving along.